And now, James Gravel.
In John 4:24, Jesus said, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." There are five characteristics of worship mentioned in John 4, verse 24. First, there is the aim of worship. Whenever we worship, we need to be sure that both our hearts and our minds, that is, our intellects, are properly engaged and that our worship is directed solely toward God. In Ephesians 3, verse 21, Paul wrote, "To God be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." It is to God that the glory of the church is to be directed. Second, there is the action involved in worship. Worship is not something we watch. Rather, worship is something we do. Third, there is the absolute of worship. Jesus said, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Worship of God is something we are commanded to do. This makes perfect sense because God is our Creator. As such, he alone has the right to require our worship. If our worship is to be directed at him, and it is, then he ought to be able to tell us how we should worship him. Fourth, there is the attitude of worship, which is spiritual in nature. It is not something related to a specific locale, but instead it has to do with matters of the heart and the intellect. We should want to worship God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Our worship of God is not something we are to do if we feel like it. Rather, it is something we should want to do because of our love for God and our appreciation for all he has done for us. We must have the attitude, "I want to serve and worship God. I want to give my very best to the Almighty." While worship is an absolute, it ought not feel like an absolute. Instead, it ought to be something that naturally flows from us to God. Fifth, there is the authority of worship, which has to do with our worship being carried out according to God's Word.